Chapter 4. I would have expected the nervous energy of the day-long performance in Quindle to have earned my father an evening's rest, but I had barely begun to wake up to the stamina demanded of would-be public servants. It seemed that far from a quiet top-up of batteries, he was committed to another marathon shake-hands-and-smile, not this time in the chandeliered magnificence of the Sleeping Dragon's all-purpose hall, but in much more basic space, normally used as a schooling ground for five-year-olds in Hoop Weston's outer regions. There were kids' attempts at pictures pinned to cork boards all around the walls, mostly thin figures with big heads and spiky hair sticking straight out like Medusa snakes. There were simple notices, "Do not run" and "Raise your hand," all written in self-conscious lowercase letters. Primary colours everywhere bombarded the eyesight to saturation point, and I couldn't believe that this sort of thing had been my own educational springboard. But it had. Another world long left behind. There were several rows of the temporary folding chairs that grew more and more familiar to me as the days passed, and a makeshift speaker's platform, this time with a microphone that squeaked whenever tested, and on several other occasions when switched on or off. The lighting was of unflattering greenish-white fluorescent strips, and there weren't enough of them to raise spirits above depression. Limbo must look like this, I thought, and the unenticing room had in fact drawn the sort of audience you could count on fingers and toes and still have enough left over for an abacus. Mervyn Tech met us on the doorstep, looking at his watch and checking, but by good luck and asking the way, less pride on my part than shame of arriving late, we had turned up on the exact minute advertised by a scatter of leaflets. On the table on the platform, beside the temperamental microphone, there were a gavel for calling the meeting to order and two large plates of sandwiches secured by plastic wrap. Two or three earnest lady volunteers crowded around the candidate with goodwill, but it was plain, 10 minutes after start time, that apathy and not enthusiasm had won the evening. I expected my father to be embarrassed by the small turnout and to hurry through the unsatisfactory proceedings, but he made a joke of it, abandoning the microphone and sat on...